want to let you know how God blesses us. This is so tremendous. I have to tell you about it.
There was a man who loved life like a man loves his wife, and he showed his love to the world but paid a heavy price. He sacrificed the most important thing. Wait, I'm going too far. Let's go back to May 9th. On this spring date, this man kissed his wife to start his work day. This Thursday, before we left the house, it was his son he heard say, "Can I go to work with you, Pop?" Pops was like, "Sure." The son grabbed his spring jacket and raced his father to the door of the 85 Ford, which was all they could afford at the time. They were watching every nickel and every dime. Money was tight, but that's alright, because they still had peace. So they jumped into the pickup truck and started heading east to the river, where Pops was employed by the city's government. There was a drawbridge over the river, and he was running it, lifting it when ships were coming into the town. And when the trains were on their way, then he would let it back down. It was an action pack, but the fact is that's his occupation. It took hardly no skill and just an ounce of concentration. So he taught his only child the ropes. The bridge went up and down, and they were there for about 4 hours till his stomach started growling.
Dad, how does a train work?
Well, son, trains need a source of fuel in order to operate. They can use things like wood or coal or even steam in order to give it a
It's high noon and it's getting hot. They decided they'd eat up under the bridge as soon as they could find a shade spot. Now Pop is answering questions about trains and boats. What powers make trains roll? What really keep boats afloat? Tell him stories. The more he told, his son got more excited, focusing on every word, his attention undivided. But then, in his Pop's ear, hears a distant train sound, realizing that the bridge was up, but it should be down. For all to go smoothly, see, he had to get the bridge down, but had to act fast like an action-packed movie. On the way to the control, he yelled out to his son, "Stay right there, I'll be right back, then we'll go on with our fun." He makes it in the nick of time, he's in the clear, about to drop the bridge, but hears his son scream. His voice is full of fear. He looks to find his son caught in the gears. The 10-year-old was stuck, and if his father drops the bridge, won't see 11 years. No time to help him as the minutes turn to seconds. Would he watch his son get torn and let folks die up in the wrecking? His one and only son. Then he started to see all the people on the train. Some of them had families. There was mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, aunts, uncles, cousins, plus the host of others. They're all unaware of the problem at hand, not even close to acknowledging the son or the man. Hands trembling, sweat dropped as his whole body shook. He closed his eyes only after taking one last look. The train was here, it's moving fast, all attention was drawn. The bridge dropped, the heart stopped, so other lives can live on. What had he done? He just sacrificed his only son for a trainload of families chilling and having fun. Tears poured, thought about his young son's life, the long ride home, the painful way of telling his wife of his decision. Would she understand his choice? His mind replaying the incident, his son's shrieking voice echoing. He was petrol when his young son cried, and for the sake of all these strangers, he let his lone son die. And as he watched the train pass, he saw fathers and sons laugh. Nerves shook, muscles tense, still choking the shaft. He couldn't let go, his mind was running wild, making a petro, hearing his son screaming like an echo. The train is out of visual sight now, right now. Minutes turn to hours, the day is turned to night now. He's gotta face his wife with the bad news, confused and heartbroken. She can tell by his demeanor, words need not to be spoken. Something's wrong, but not the ordinary sad song. The happy face she usually wears when he comes home won't last long. But to those who know the man, then to him be the glory. Even though some things were changed, this is based on a true story.